Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Algier trying to get left side. Tyler turns the corner, hit the pylon. Touchdown, Atlanta. Tyler Algier into the end zone with his fourth rushing score of the year.
It is 7:05 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan working overtime behind the glass, getting those highlights for us.
Dude. Because there were so many. I mean, I'm bogged down back here.
Before those two carries inside the 10, he was two carries for minus 4 yards. Tyler Algier was. So that's just.
Yeah, and we saw why, you know, when you're not getting guys blocked up front, he needs to be going downhill because he's not making people miss in the backfield.
Agreed.
So that's why on those third and those short yardage situations, I do want him to have the ball, but you got to find a way to get people blocked because if not, it's an automatic loss. And it just, I don't know, it was just I can't think of one thing that I left yesterday at the stadium with where I was like, man, I feel good about this. Other than, like, that happened on the field. I thought we did a good job in the broadcast. I thought Wes and Arch crushed it. I thought pregame was good.
The only thing that I came away from that was a bright spot was Brandon Dorlus. I thought he played well.
That's fair. I thought, you're right. Dorlus did play well. He's just... all the bad really blacks out.
I'm not here to brighten anybody's day, honestly. I'm commiserating with everybody. That was bad. There's no two ways about it. It was bad. And you can't sugarcoat any of it. And if you're asking questions about the future of this franchise, I'm with you. I have never felt more downtrodden about the future of this franchise than I feel right now.
And we are letting you use us as your therapy session this morning, 404-726-0929, because it is a Falcons Monday. An unfortunate Falcons Monday. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll get to some of the tweets and your calls in a moment, but I'll get you caught up on the headlines before you head out this morning. Friday night, Hawks beat the Magic 111-107. Saturday fell to the Thunder 117-100. They play again tonight against the Bulls in Chicago. World Series is split right now. Blue Jays won on Friday. Dodgers won on Saturday. The series moves to L.A. tomorrow for Game 3 at 8 o'clock. The Packers beat the Steelers last night 35-25 in Sunday Night Football. And, of course, you already know what happened yesterday at the Benz. Falcons lost to Miami 34-10. The Falcons were plagued with injuries, though. Michael Penix, Drake London, Zach Harrison, Divine Diablo, Jalen Walker, all out. Kirk Cousins made his first start since December of last year. And Raheem Morris actually talked with Dave Archer after the game yesterday about these injuries.
Yeah, nobody cares. Okay. You know, that's not a very part of it. You got to go out there, next man up mentality, and try to go out there and get a win.
Of course we don't care. And I'm glad he said that. It's not like they didn't have injuries. They have injuries all over the place. They just put Darren Waller on IR. The Tyreek Hill's been out. I mean, their offensive line's been awful. Their run defense has been awful. That's a 1-6 football team, whatever it was at the time, and you fell completely flat on your face. When you were reading those headlines, I started thinking about Todd McClure. He's an LSU grad that obviously is in the Falcons Ring of Honor, and he does a digital show. His digital show this weekend was awful. Like, he was like, I have never been at a lower point in my life than watching LSU and the Falcons over the weekend.
Oh, he did it last night?
Yeah. Because Brian Kelly was fired.
Oh, yeah.
So he does a show when Brian Kelly was fired. Dude, it was, I'm right there. It's just so bad. Yesterday, watching that game didn't feel real. It did not feel real watching what the Falcons were doing on the field, all things considered.
Nothing it all felt like a preseason game. Everything felt like a preseason game. The atmosphere felt like a preseason game in there, in that building yesterday. Sorry, it's the truth. It felt like a preseason game in the building. You played like it was a preseason game. It didn't feel like it was any, there's hardly any, it felt emotionless. It felt like a bad dream the entire day because I was like, there's no way I'm awake. There's zero energy anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. And it was awful. Everything was just wrong. And now I'm on Twitter and Emmanuel Acho, I'm not a big fan of anyways, pops up and he's breaking down, he's crushing Kirk Cousins, which is fine. There's all these plays that crushed Kirk Cousins from yesterday. Not all, but a few. And he's picking out a play when the game's 31-3. And he's like, oh, you checked into this? Like, dude, what? Hey, I mean, tell me.
Talk about pile jumping.
Tell me you're clout chasing yourself. Like, you know, you couldn't hit on the Sills and him miscommunication, or a fade right on 3rd and 4 to Hodge, or overthrowing Mooney by, two Squidbillies of height.
Yeah,
that's 10 feet.
I was going to say almost, it comes out
that's
10
actually
feet.
That's a little, no, it's actually more than that because I'm 5'8" and a half. So you know, you build around 11 and a half.
Either
feet.
Way,
anyways. You're gonna pick a 31-3 check down?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, come on, dude.
And let's be real. That's Zach Robinson's problem.
Oh. I think everything's Zach Robinson's problem.
Here's where a guy like that goes wrong. I'll listen to Orlovsky all day talk about Kirk Cousins. I'll listen to Kurt Warner all day talk about this offense and Kirk Cousins. I ain't listening. Okay, Acho, thank you. I'm not listening to you talk about Kirk Cousins. You want to talk about anything? If you're one of these guys cloud chasing right now, let's talk about the fact that against the worst rush defense in the NFL, Bijan Robinson had 8 carries for 25 yards. Wait, let's talk about that.
Or how about the fourth best rushing offense in the league had 45? How about the fact that you had 30 plays through the first three quarters? 30, which means you're averaging 10 plays a quarter. They ran almost 70 plays yesterday. You ran 50. 20 of those came in the fourth quarter, when the game was out of reach.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That is really bad.
You know what's the crazy part about the 70 that they ran? At no point did I know what they were going to run. And on the flip side, every time we were about to take a snap, it felt like we knew exactly what was coming.
Well, I knew they were going to run the ball, a few of those, but I didn't know where it was going.
Touche. No, and it's maddening. Every time they would run a cool looking play, I'd be like, why don't we have that? Why don't we have Devon Achan, you know, tucking into the B gap and leaking out the backside of the formation for a touchdown? Why don't we have, you know, Jalen Waddle on the crossing route where he accelerates and gets into the end zone from 50 yards out? Why don't we have the three count screens over the middle? Why just maddening. The fact that they can come in here, this is what's so frustrating. And maybe this is the answer to the entire equation. We don't have exterior blockers other than Charlie Warner. We don't. They come in here. They've got two tight ends injured. So what do? They go jumbo. They utilize a fullback. Ingold was in there the whole time, even though he got destroyed a couple of times by A.J. Terrell. They bring a tight end up from the practice squad. Like, and then all those guys we're talking about who don't even seem like they should have a role in this game completely destroyed us. Completely destroyed us. Practice squad guys, sixth offensive lineman, and fullback. And they absolutely destroyed our perimeter. Destroyed us.
It was, I come back to the fact that, like, we were talking about it, do you think, I can't even tell you what the offensive game plan was yesterday.
I don't know.
And, you know, part of it is that you didn't how many three and outs did you have? You didn't have the ball. So it was hard to get into it, but the way you tried to get into it wasn't working either.
You had 3 3 and outs in the first half. You had 5 possessions if you include the kneel down. So do the math there. You had 1 possession where you actually had a drive and got a field goal.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. And it looks like you're maybe starting to correct it, right? In the second half, you go three and out, then you get them to go three and out, and then you start moving the football. You get the pass interference call, you get the big little screen to Bijan. And then you hand the ball to him, and he fumbles it on his own accord.
He didn't, he didn't look like himself yesterday.
Nobody looked right yesterday.
He has the fumble. He gave up a sack on a block.
Like that one was – hold on. We watched that. And that one's tough because I don't know what Cousins was doing because he didn't look like he fully did a full drop. And Bijan
like
goes –
this was a quick throw, yeah.
Yeah, and Bijan goes to make that block. I think he might have took Kirk Cousins' head off. Because what happened? Because you know how if he gets pushed back at all in that block, he's into Cousins. It just that one. I don't know if it was on him, but I mean, I don't know.
Either way,
I'm disgusted.
I am too, man.
I think for the first time yesterday, I saw Bijan like shake his head, disappointed.
Yeah,
because normally when something goes wrong, he's just like, "All right, let's go," and he gets back at it. And he finally looked disappointed yesterday, and like a little bit.
Caden Ellis did that too.
Yeah,
it's the first time I've seen Caden do it. He looked like. Man, I don't know what to do right now.
Remember that time that Desmond Ridder threw that interception in Carolina?
Oh, yeah.
And I broke up with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I feel now.
This one time at band camp.
Does this mean I'm like, I guess Zach Robinson's it now?
Oh, I've cut ties with Zach Robinson.
I think I'm breaking up. I think me and Zach are breaking up.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah. John letters written today?
Dude, yeah.
And like I said, I don't know that Raheem gets the opportunity to pull a Jimmy Lake to Jeff Ulbrich. But both of his coordinator hires, you have to hold them accountable for it, and they've both fallen completely flat on their face.
If you want to do that, you better find out if T.J. Yates is Joe Brady.
And that's my issue. And you and I talked about this yesterday.
If Ken Zampezi is.
It's okay, changing the play caller, fine, if that's what you want to do, and I would agree. But T.J. Yates is going to be working with the same playbook.
I don't know. Hold on. Now, I want to ask you, I want to push back if I can, and maybe you can tell me that I'm wrong or right. But look, you can run a lot of different plays out of the similar formations. Like, I don't believe, you can't be install for a different play out of the same formation. Can't be that hard. Can it?
Yeah, no, but how many can you do? Okay, let's just say you install one play per week.
Well, hell, at this point,
two plays per week.
At this point, a couple plays per formation. I mean, you got these guys.
Well, it can't get worse. To your point, it can't
get worse. Any kind of variety would change it up. But it just.
Pull a guy left, also, pull a guy right. We'll see what happens.
There's a disconnect up front, too. There's something going wrong with our blocking that.
I know what's going wrong with the blocking. They know where we're going. That's the problem.
But yesterday they were coming. Yesterday they were coming downhill and running behind the plays. Sure. And able to make them because
our offensive line is counting on them reacting like J.D. Bertrand, where he pops his feet for about 3 seconds and then reacts to it. That's what you're counting on. Nobody's doing that anymore because they know when Bijan's in the pistol and you open up and you put your arm out with the ball, Bijan's going to run right behind Charlie Warner. Like that's what our offense is right now.
Well, I know we have a lot of people hanging on hold. We weren't able to get to your calls right now. If you could hang on, please do. We will get to you. This Saturday from noon until 2, you can join me at Lou Saab Kia and Cumming as we get ready for Sunday's big game. Once we turn the page on this game, one lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV with a stand. Other prizes come along with it. And another winner will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, it's Saturday, noon to 2 at Lou Saab Kia in Cumming. Coming up. Sometimes your owner criticizing you hurts a little bit more than you let on. We're going to hear from Justin Fields when we zoom out, take a look around the NFL next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.